Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong, here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. He's head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Mann, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. The weather's nice. All the blooming flowers is great.
It is
going into spring, isn't it?
It's beautiful, and you know, hopefully you're not having too many more pollen-covered patients come in. But
we have had quite a few with the pollen allergies coming in, and it's that time of year. Hopefully, we get some rain and knock it down.
You know, I bet the patients appreciate being in your office with all those filters that you have running through with your office, clearing out.
Yes. Yeah, with all those medical filters, we don't have any pollen in there, so they get a break, I guess.
Yeah, that's good to know. And we've got a great show lined up, and we can't talk about this enough. April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and Dr. Mann, this is so important because, cancer in general is something that's always on our mind, and there are some months that I think we're aware of when it comes to cancer awareness. But how common, Dr. Mann, is oral cancer, and why would you say that there's a designated month for oral cancer awareness?
Well, 3% of all cancers are oral cancer, so of all the cancers, 3%. It doesn't sound like a lot. The problem is it's been on the rise over the past 10 to 15 years. There was a much lower percentage. And you think, with the tobacco awareness and things like that, the decrease in the use of tobacco, which most people associate with oral cancer, that it would have gone down. But it's actually gone up percentage-wise, which, is disturbing for us because, we don't want any cancer rate to increase. We want it to decrease. So that's why it's so important and to be aware of. The other reason why I think it's such a special cancers is it's a very deadly cancer. So, if you don't get it in the early stages, once it gets into the advanced stages, it's very, very deadly. It can get to stage four quick. And the reason for that is that, our cells in our mouth divide quickly. And that's how our mouth repairs itself because, we lose a lot of cells, a lot of tissue. You notice when you bite your cheek how quick it heals up. So, because of that, with cell division, if you have oral cancer, which is in your cells of your mouth, they divide quickly. So it can spread fairly quickly. You also have a lot of lymph nodes around your mouth. And those once cancer gets into your lymph nodes, it can get to any other parts of your body and spread into stage four. So that's why there's an awareness month, even though it's still a smaller percentage. I think it's due to the fact that it is increasing, and it can be a deadly cancer if it's not caught.
Well, that awareness certainly is warranted because, as you just said, it's very serious, oftentimes oral cancer. So, Dr. Mann, let's get to the big question. What are the symptoms of oral cancer? What should we be looking out for?
Well, first and foremost, you don't have to have symptoms. Those are the most dangerous ones, the ones that you don't have to have. So it can be a deadly cancer, whereas, you don't have a sore or any kind of thing that you can see. We don't look in our mouths a lot. most people say, oh, I look at my teeth. There might be a few people that look at their teeth on a regular basis, but do you inspect the sides of your tongue? Do you inspect the soft tissue of your mouth? And most people would say no. And so oral cancer can start in the bone, but more frequently we get something called squamous cell carcinoma that starts in the soft tissue of your mouth. Some of the symptoms can be like an ulcer, soreness. Some of the things to look for is like a red area that doesn't go away, or a white patch in your mouth that on the side of your tongue that doesn't go away. Those things you want to be aware of. But again, we don't look in our mouths a lot. So unless we have a symptom such as pain or soreness, we tend not to look in our mouth. So, but those are some of the major signs and symptoms. You also have a growth, like you could feel a growth in your mouth. Your tongue could swell. Your lip could swell. Those things can also be indicative of having some form of oral cancer. And there's several types of oral cancer, but the most common that we see is squamous cell carcinoma.
Tell us a little bit more about that, because why is that one so common?
Well, squamous cell carcinoma is a carcinoma. It's not just found in the mouth, but it can be found in other areas. You can get it on your skin. A lot of people, you know, that sit out in the sun, they either get basal cell, squamous cell, or melanoma. But squamous cell is what we commonly see in the mouth, and that's really because of the type of cell that is in your mouth. And squamous cell tends to attack. The cell changes into squamous cell carcinoma. What cancer really is your cell has gone haywire and it's changed DNA and it's formed something that's living off the organism itself, taking up all the energy, and then it spreads. So that's a kind of simple way to look at it. It forms its own organism in your mouth, your own cells. But squamous cell is the most common, but you also, you know, you can get other forms. There are some other forms that develop in the bone, but really I would say that's the most popular one.
Well, there's so many more questions, Dr. Mann, that I have related to oral cancer. We're going to get to more of those. I want to remind everyone listening that if you would like to schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann, maybe it's been quite some time since you've seen a dentist and had a general exam. Now's a great time to do that. Easiest way to do that is to go online. You can go to smileman.com. Man has two N's at the end, smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website. Very easy to find information about booking an appointment. You can view information about all the services that he and his team provide. You can also find information about the nearest location to you. There's three of them. There's one in Cary, one in Garner, and one in Fuquay Varina. Learn more, again, at smileman.com or call the office, 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. Stick around. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5 AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong, here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, who's head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. You can find more about them online at smileman.com. Man with two N's at the end, smileman.com. We are talking all about oral cancer as April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month. And Dr. Mann, we went over some of the basics when it comes to oral cancer. But I wanted to ask, you know, are some people more at risk than others when it comes to these risks associated with oral cancer?
Well, yes. There are some diseases associated with an increased risk for oral cancer. And, you know, the one of the things that we also have to talk about is, you know, lifestyle. You know, I think I brought it up before. The use of tobacco products increases your risk significantly for cancer, oral cancer. And that's been the case for quite some time. And I think most people are aware of that, you know, smokeless tobacco, as well as smoking in general, even cigar smoking. And pipe smoking increases your risk. Also, alcohol use. Alcoholics have a large, greater percentage of alcoholics get either oral cancer or throat cancer. So those things. But one of the things that really has increased, and I think we talked about it earlier in the show, that you know that oral cancer has been increasing, and especially in the younger population. You know, used to age was a factor, and it still is. The older you get, the more a risk of any cancer. But we have really seen an increase in the younger generation between the ages of 18 and 45 with oral cancer. And it all boils down to something as simple as the human papillomavirus. The HPV virus increases your risk for oral cancer. And we've seen that increase. And that is the reason for the increase that we have seen, because we've decreased the amount of tobacco use in the United States. I can't say that about alcohol, but we have with tobacco, including smokeless tobacco. So that increase has been pinned on human papillomavirus. So I always tell people, you know, if you have a young child, young girl or boy, it used to be just girls, because the human papillomavirus is also the cause of a cervical cancer in women. But now we know that, you know, it causes oral cancer. So we encourage all of our, you know, teens in their teens to get the human papillomavirus vaccine, because it will decrease your risks of oral cancer. So those are really the big ones that we talk about when we talk about your risks, age, tobacco use, alcohol use, and the human papillomavirus.
Well, those are all factors that we need to call to our attention here this April for Oral Cancer Awareness Month. And Dr. Mann, one of the reassuring things about being a patient of yours is that you screen for oral cancer at every appointment. Walk our listeners through how oral cancer screening is performed in your office.
Yeah, we take pride. I'll tell you a little story. We've always had the opportunity, and we were taught in dental school to do a oral cancer screening. And some people do it once a year, but in our office, we do it every 6 months. And the reason for that is I've had a few people that I have overlooked that ended up getting oral cancer in my earlier years. But now we have a tool that we use in our office called Velscope. So the first there's two ways to really look for oral cancer when you come into my office. Our hygienist and myself will look at the sides of your tongue, the roof of your mouth, the bottom underneath your tongue, and all of your gingival lips and tissue that are inside. And what we're looking for visually is any kind of red areas, any kind of dark areas, any unusual things like bumps and things like that are unusual. That's what we're looking for visually. Now, we did that for years and years and years. But like I said, there can be areas that don't really show anything whatsoever from a visual standpoint. So back about 15 years ago, we started using something called Velscope. And we do this on every patient. And Velscope is a light. It's a blue light. And it has a filter in the back that we look through. And what that blue light does is it shines and luminesces your mouth. And any areas that have cancer or even precancer cells will show up dark under that blue light. And so that allows us to actually visually inspect that area closer, but also it tells us, hey, there's something going on here. Now, can trauma, like biting your lips and things like that, can it show up dark? Absolutely. So what we do is if we see a dark area like that, we will bring our patient back 2 weeks later, 2 to 3 weeks later, and re-perform that Velscope. And that Velscope is will tell us, hey, if it's still dark, then you should have healed up in 3 weeks if it was trauma from chewing or burning your mouth with a pizza. If it's not, then that's when we have to start considering doing biopsies. And so we'll do a biopsy and send it off to just to make sure that it's not anything cancerous. So the Velscope we've been using for 15 years, and I like to tell this story because when we first got the Velscope, it was very expensive, and we were charging $25 per every time we would use it to the patient. But the insurance companies weren't reimbursing the patient, so a lot of patients wouldn't do it. And there were several of my patients that just refused to do it. And one of them ended up having, oral cancer. And I regret that I didn't make it free. And as soon as we looked under that Velscope, we saw the dark area, and we sent him in, and we got it early. But from that point on, I started just doing it for free because I felt like, hey, if I can save someone's life with this light, even though it's expensive, then it's definitely worth doing it for free. So we've been doing that free on all of our patients, along with the visual inspection, now for about 12 years. And we have found some oral cancer. Again, not a lot, because it's only 3%, but we've caught some in the early stages before it became cancer, and that's good because the treatment is non-invasive. But that is basically what we do. We use our eyes, and we use that light to inspect to make sure there's no oral cancer in someone's mouth.
That's a great story, and I can speak from experience. The VelScope is quick, and it's painless, and if you've never had that sort of screening done before, just give yourself some peace of mind. Make sure that there's no issues on your end. If we discuss the risk factors, if that's something that you may be concerned about, schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann. You can go to smileman.com, man with two N's at the end, smileman.com. Find information about the nearest location to you, whether it's Garner, Fuquay, Verena, or Carrie, smileman.com, or call 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF, News, Talk, Traffic. Learn more about Dr. Mann by going to smileman.com. Man with two N's at the end, smileman.com. Find plenty of information there about booking an appointment and all the many services that Dr. Mann and his team provide. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Today we're talking all about oral cancer, as April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month. And Dr. Mann, I've had some people ask me if radiation for other types of cancer can increase a person's risk for oral cancer. Is there any sort of validity to this?
Studies that show that. Your radiation does dry the mouth out, especially if it's targeted towards the head area. But radiation does have a pretty large impact on the soft tissue during the radiation aspect. I don't think that there's any studies out there, but I have been asked that question many times. And we do keep a close eye on all of our patients that are under radiation with using the VelScope. Visually, the biggest thing with radiation is it dries the mouth out. But, even though there's no studies to show it, that doesn't necessarily mean it can't happen. So that's why I encourage those people that are going through radiation, they definitely want to visit, the dentist on a regular basis to make sure, that they're getting those screenings. And also it increases your risk for decay. So you can get that under control as well with prevention. If you're going through radiation.
Well, that's good to know, and something, again, to think about if we're going through any other therapy or treatment for other types of cancer. And Dr. Mann, this is another reason not to avoid your regular dental recare visits, because as with any cancer, the early detection is key when it comes to getting a better prognosis, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, treatment for oral cancer is very invasive. You have to cut it out, and you can think about, if it's on your tongue and it's spread through your tongue, you have to cut a large amount of your tongue out. It can also spread into your jaws and the bone. So you can actually have to have extensive reconstruction surgery and disfigurement from it. So it's something that if we catch it in the early stages, it's easily treated. And you're not as disfigured, but I've seen pictures, and I've had colleagues show me pictures of patients that they came in, they hadn't been to the dentist in 12 to 15 years, and they found the cancer, and it was spread throughout the whole mouth. And not only is do you have the disfigurement side of it, but then you also have the chemo and the radiation. So it's not an easy disease, as we opened the show, to treat. So that's why I think it's got its own awareness. April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month to help people know that, hey, this is a preventable disease, with those risk factors we talked about, and then B, catching it in early stage if you visit on a regular basis. Coming to the dentist is not just about cleaning your teeth and looking for cavities. We take a panoramic x-ray once every 3 to 5 years to make sure there's no cancer in the bone that surrounds your teeth, any kind of cysts or tumors. And sometimes the only way we can detect that is with that panoramic x-ray. So, you know, getting your regular checkup and getting those x-rays are very important, because if you get it early, you have a greater chance of survival, and living more years on earth. And, you know, I know that from experience with my wife, you know, with breast cancer. You know, she caught it very early, and if we hadn't, you know, she wouldn't have had 13 more years before she passed away. So any cancer, you want to detect it early, but the only way to do that is to get the necessary evaluations by your doctors. So I encourage that, not just for oral cancer, but for mammograms and all other cancers, colonoscopies. You know, do those things, and if you do have it and it's caught early, your survival rate is much greater.
Dr. Mann, for those folks with dental insurance, it's a little bit easier, I think, to get motivated to have your regular checkup because it is covered with your policy usually.
That's right.
But for those folks who don't have insurance and who've maybe put off visiting a dentist, can you talk a little bit about your in-office plan and what you offer for folks who do not have a policy through their employer?
Yeah. And, you know, if you're in between jobs, or, you know, you're a lot of retirees don't, or, you know, your smaller pay a yearly fee, and then, you know, it covers all your checkups, all your emergency visits, all your x-rays, exams, and you get any kind of treatment, you get a percentage off of any kind of treatment that you need. Good thing about it is there's no maximum. You don't have to fight with the insurance company to cover, you know, this or cover that. We are the insurance company in our office, in a sense. So, we don't deny anything that's needed. And, but if you're out there and that's the only reason why you're not coming to the dentist is because you're waiting for insurance, I would definitely look into, you know, our membership plan, because again, you know, you don't want to put it off until you get insurance and then have something simple turn into something that's really, really expensive. Because guess what? If it turns into something really big, dental insurance doesn't cover anything big for a year after you get in dental insurance. And a lot of them are moving to the point where they're not even covering pre-existing conditions. So we have to also keep that in mind. So if you're out there, yeah, definitely give our office a call and check out our membership plan. It's a great one.
There are plenty of options for you. If you want to find out more, you can go online to smileman.com, man with two N's at the end, smileman.com. Don't forget, Dr. Mann has offices in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay Varina. Learn more at smileman.com. If you prefer to call the office, the phone number to call is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. Well, that is going to do it for us today. On behalf of Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, I am Jason Kong, thanking you so much for joining us for this episode of Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Have a wonderful day.